One of the themes of this year's observance of World Press Freedom Day is the media's importance in development. In a recent report on the post-2015 development agenda, the United Nations says a free and independent news media are important for facilitating good governance and transparency. Mark Nelson with the Center of International Media Assistance says the media are a critical element in development.
As economies get more and more sophisticated and more, as they work more effectively, they need information to propel the decisions and the choices that people make every day. Information is absolutely critical. So if that information is good information, you have a much better chance of making the right decisions.
Nelson says there are tangible ways to show that a free media can contribute to eradicating poverty. He remembers a radio show while working in Niger about the importance of washing hands.
These radio programs were credited with really helping to reduce the transmission rate of some of these diseases. And when people are not sick and when they are not, when they're able to go to work, they contribute to an economy and they are able to escape poverty.
Every day this week, the U.S. State Department has highlighted the plight of journalists around the world, especially those who are imprisoned or not allowed to broadcast freely. Marie Harf, state's deputy spokeswoman, told VOA, being able to express yourself and dialogue about what government you want can lead to a better government.
If you have an ability for citizens to stand up and say, you are not governing me the way I should be. You are not giving the economic opportunities that our people deserve. You are not taking responsibility as a leader. That leads to accountability.
The World Bank Institute spends millions of dollars on programs to help reform certain areas of the media in the developing world. Jeff Tindwa, its social accountability manager, talks about a program named Open Data Bootcamp for journalists.
This is a program that takes journalists and civic leaders through training in how to access budget data, public spending data, how to interrogate that data, how to clean up that data, how to interpret that data, and then how to use it to effectively ask the questions that need to be asked. There is a direct link between an open government and a capable media and development outcomes.
Tindwa says media have a real stake in how government performs.
They can be given capacity to monitor for accountability, to reduce corruption, to report back to citizens, and to help build an engaged citizenry.
And it's often through media outlets that complicated information is deciphered and delivered to the public.
Genome.
In Washington, so Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
They got 15 more, if you will, books to put together here. Exactly.